Hello, everyone. Matt here. Here's my boo of the day. I doubt I'll be able to do this daily, but I'm going to try at least to start. Two topics of discussion, TV and music. Imagine that. First, television. Clone Wars, the animated computer-generated series. I'm sorry, my buddies Glenn Ewing and the JD Man have tried and tried and tried to get me into this, and I just cannot. I like it, some of it, and then some of it just is like I just cannot get next to. And I keep getting told that it gets better and better, but I'm having trouble getting to the point where it gets better and better. And I'm kind of frustrated with the whole prequel universe anyway. Not that I had a problem with the last movie. I thought Revenge of the Sith was great. I am not a huge Phantom Menace fan, nor an Attack of the Clones fan, except for maybe like the last 15 minutes of it. And so this whole Clone Wars thing is just not... first of all, it's not the way I imagined it. The books that came out, and I can't remember what they were, that referred to the sporadic cloning center cylinders and all of that. That was the way I pictured the Clone Wars going, with the Emperor's stores of those and that kind of thing. And I just don't get that from this, you know. I mean, I know we learned about Kamino and all that in Attack of the Clones, but it's just not, it's not the way I envisioned it. And, that's my own fault, I realize, but nonetheless, it makes it really hard for me to enjoy this Clone Wars series. Next subject, music. Loving the fact that I got a question on VU. I have an account there, and I got a question from a friend that asked for some explanations between like concept albums and those types of albums, and I referred to also, you know, album-oriented rock. And I started digging back through my library, and I found a real gem, Aviary. One album in 1979. They did another album that was then later released again, I think, in 2003. Brad Love is pretty much the genius behind all of this, keyboard player and a singer and arranger, and it's just absolutely brilliant music. It's, if you like Queen, if you like Kansas, this stuff falls kind of right in line with that kind of music. If you, on the other hand, though, it's more experimental. Progressions actually develop rather than you have like, you know, a verse section and a chorus section. You do in some songs, but then there's songs like on the 2003 release, Apathy, that is just brilliant the way it constantly goes through key centers and takes a much more symphonic kind of approach where you have a motif that is being played and developed and being run through several keys until you get back to home at the end. It's very reminiscent of the type of developments that come from more modern classical music, like neoclassical, say Prokofiev, or even Shostakovich, people who more or less from the beginning of the 20th century on. But it's in terms of the way it progresses and develops harmonically. And it's just absolutely amazing. So their original album, 1979, Aviary, definitely a recommend. And Brad Love, he hasn't been very much in prominence since, I guess, about 2004. He released a solo album. He did a solo instrumental album, which is pretty good. But I think you can still find him on MySpace and on Facebook. So look up Brad Love and ask him about Aviary. Or maybe not. He may get kind of mad about that. I'm not sure. I'm going to try and interview him for my Musical Concepts podcast if I get a chance to. I've posed the question about the proper channel to go through. So we'll see what happens. Thanks for your time, guys. Bye.